Yo, 皆さん、漫画先生ポッドキャストで聞いてくれたことどうもありがとうございます。Hey, everybody, you'll have to... don't mind me, so today I'm starting to lose my voice or something a little bit. But I wanted to make sure we recorded our Sunday podcast talking about a specific topic that I find extremely helpful for Japanese speakers. And today we are going to talk about reasons to study Japanese. We're going to do this as a series. So next week, we're going to be talking about reasons not to study Japanese or reasons not to major in Japanese at your university. But today, I really wanted to emphasize why someone should study Japanese. So let's jump right into it. So Japanese is, as of course you're going to have me say, Japanese is a wonderful language filled with rich culture and wonderful kind people and all those wonderful stereotypical things. But what I want to focus on with Japanese is some of the benefits that you get from learning Japanese that you might not think of initially when thinking about learning a second language. The first one is what it does to your mind. For those of you who have studied a second language or who have already are bilingual or what have you in any language that it is, language does something to your mind. The factual part of your brain, your left side of your brain, takes in a lot. It usually takes in a lot of your language, takes in a lot of your hearing, your basic functions. However, your right side of your brain is your creative side. But the part for language is actually more found on your left than it is on your right. But it requires both sides to be able to use. To be able to read the situation, to be able to understand what's going on, is very right brain oriented. So it really helps, in my opinion, and a lot of opinions of scientists, is that it does help improve your thinking. It improves your cognitive functioning. It improves your ability to understand different foreign concepts because you're having to use both sides of your brain. It's like the piano. People that study the piano, they find that the lacing in between your right and left side of your brain is increased by people who play the piano or other musical instruments because you're having to use a physical function like speaking or playing the instrument and also the music, the creative part. Because Japanese is not just being able to absorb that information or being able to read kanji. It's also being able to think of the sentence and create something and make words come out of your mouth. The next part on Japanese that I think is actually very useful is something I was somewhat surprised about initially, but the more I thought about it, the less I was surprised. People that study Japanese, I guess, have a better ability for math. And that makes sense. If you look at Japanese sentence structure, it's very similar to how you do math when you see those parenthesis signs. When you have it start, the first thing you say usually has relevance to the last thing you say in your Japanese sentences. And the thing that's identified by ga is usually the thing that's the subsidiary. And you kind of work your way out and then you slowly work your way in. So you see how within those three parentheses, if you were to have them out there, the first, the last, the middle, the second middle, the very middle, the very middle, all have identifying relations to your sentence. So I can see how it helps. Also, if you were to look at a lot of Japanese sentence structure on our website, is formulated around math. This plus this equals this. This minus this equals this. And being able to identify and understand all the different things for time in Japanese, whether it's time for being ijo or ika or niman or what have you, is good to be able to identify those things with math. And so I'm not too terribly surprised. That being, I think to learning particularly an Asian language like Japanese. One of the reasons people find Japanese hard is often due to the fact that its grammar is very different to English and there's not a lot of homonyms. That means words that are very similar sounding or words that are the same in both languages. Like for example, ice cream, sandoichi. Those words, sandwich and ice cream, are words that are loan words that Japanese took from English. However, being able to understand a completely different grammar it helps you think about things before you say it. Before I started speaking Japanese, I used to get caught up in my words. I used to stutter quite often. Now, I did not have a stutter per se, but I used to screw up and stutter and get stuck on words a lot. It was so much of a problem, in fact, that my mom, when I was a kid, used to have me stop and pause and wait 10 seconds before I said anything when I got stuck on a word because I'd just be repeating the first sound of that word until I could get over it. I had to like almost swallow that word to move on. One thing that Japanese did for me because it was so different was that I had to be able to cognize the words and the things that I was going to say before I said them. Therefore, when I did say them, I actually had a pretty good idea of what I was thinking. I was able to put my thoughts into a linear progression and then articulate them and have them come out of my mouth. I think that's good to help your thinking in general. Now, more into some things that are more culturally maybe Japanese that I think are very useful for people that are trying to learn Japanese. Japanese, despite what a lot of people say, is a hierarchical language. There is language and words that you use to identify and address certain people of certain levels. And your level, depending on your gender and your place in living, is still highly ingrained into the language. Now, some people may disagree with that, but the idea behind being able to differentiate between who somebody is and how you are to respect them is something that I think we could use in English. Now, that's not saying that I don't appreciate being able to respect somebody in my own language. I can be actually quite polite, and I think that's very important. However, being able to address someone with respect, being able to understand where you are in your life, being able to articulate yourself in a kind way despite a disparity between understanding between people is extremely important. I speak differently how I would speak to children than I would speak to someone older than me. My boss is referred to differently than my wife. I give all these different people respect, but I give them respect in a way that is fitting to the position that they are at in their life. And that's very structured in Japanese. And I think that's very useful in the fact that it changes how you think. And a lot of this is changing how you think. I think often we are in these echo chambers of our own thoughts, and it's very good to be able to bring ourselves into a completely different circle to escape that and to understand different thoughts and cultures. Now, despite Japan's problems that they have many just as any other country does, I find that Japanese culture is very kind and very forgiving and very, very good in a way that is not my own. I think it's also good to recognize when learning Japanese that Japanese, especially if you are not ethnically Japanese, often you will not be accepted as a person that is Japanese. A lot of people say, I want to be Japanese. And I think that's somewhat foolhardy to try to be something that they are not going to accept you as. However, I do think there's something to be said for people who work very, very hard to try something that other people would deem as impossible or other people would deem as strange. And I like that in Japanese, there is a roundabout way to be able to address some of the problems that they have in their society, such as through their media. Their media, as pervasive as it is across the world, has found a place in not only my heart, but being able to find the place in the hearts of the Japanese themselves. When you go to Japan, it's not stigmatized to, you know, read comic books on the train or to be reading A, B, or C. And I like that. The macho-ness that I find in my personal society is gone. But there is still a care for people and their differences in a way that we don't have, because there is that structure that is there. But I think also that find ways to cross lines. And I like that being able to accomplish and overcome problems in our own culture and problems in a foreign culture that is not mine, but that I can appreciate. The last thing that I think is really, really useful for people that are coming to Japanese as a foreign language and as a foreign culture is the willingness that people have to expose themselves to something that is completely foreign to them. When you go to Japan for your first time, and you look around the city and you see, I'm from Nebraska. I grew up in a small town of barely over 1,000 people. I grew up with my large family, and three sides of my house were cornfields. When I went to Japan for the first time, I walked into Nagoya, Japan, and I saw skyscrapers and all these people running everywhere, and I never thought that many people could ever exist in one place. And it took me completely out of my comfort zone, and it stretched my brain and my understanding and my thoughtfulness to care for all these people that I would know and meet and push myself, even though I couldn't understand everything that they were saying or even anything that they were saying at the beginning. But I think the willingness that people have to be able to go out of their way to understand and relate to a different culture. To be able to put themselves out there is what makes Japanese awesome. And it's bad when we try to make people feel uncomfortable about their language speaking abilities or the lack of understanding about a culture, but simply trying to take them where they're already at and help them increase and become better. That's what we do, Manga Sensei. Manga Sensei is about encouraging you to make mistakes in Japanese and to do better. So remember, let's make a whole bunch of mistakes and learn Japanese. Learn this culture that'll stretch your mind, expand your horizons, move your thoughts around, take you out of your comfort zone, and particularly Japanese, help you understand concepts and structure that is different than your own and still be able to understand on an intimate, close level as well as an objective level that will move you to become closer to these people that I care about so much. With that, everybody, I got to sign off here. Remember, atto mamachigai, peru peru ni naru desu kara machigai mashou. それで、また明日。じゃあね。